Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We're returning now to the floods in Valencia overnight, which have so far claimed 62 lives. And from Valencia and nearby, we're joined now by Maya Middlemas and Mike McDowell, and you're both welcome. Mike, I might come to yourself first. I know you live about an hour south of Valencia. You were in the car with your wife and children when the weather got too much. Can you tell us what happened?
Sure, Sarah. Well, look, we actually left the house before, you know, the alarms were sounded, but we left the house in order to rendezvous with a special transporter vehicle loaded with 20 rescue puppies who were being delivered from Cadiz in southwestern Spain to various new adoptive families around Spain. And this guy driving the transporter, he'd been on the road for about 10 hours, and we knew he was going to hit the terrible weather. And, you know, the town where we live has actually not been touched by the storm at all. It's a strange anomaly in the middle of this this province. So we thought, let's drive to the edge of the safe area and see if we can get close to this guy, see if we can somehow make our way along country roads and get to him in order to help him out, pick up some of the puppies and give him some supplies, you know. And we got as far as we could. We got within about 10 minutes drive of him. And, you know, we were driving with great caution, but we just couldn't get through. And we got stuck at a little town called L'Alcudia. And he was in Silla, and I don't know, which is spelled S-I-L-L-A. And I don't know whether you've seen the pictures of Silla today, but Silla, you know, the area where he was, the industrial area, it's gone.
My goodness. So can you just give me a bit more detail then? This was the middle of the night, was it, that you were going to try and drive and meet this driver?
Yeah. I mean, he was due to arrive in Valencia around midnight. And I know that sounds crazy, but he was driving from Cadiz, which is a very, very long way away. It's 7 hours drive, and they drive late at night so that these rescue puppies, they sleep on the journey. And it's a regular thing every Tuesday. It's a big national charity that delivers these puppies around the country, you know. And when we got to L'Alcudia, he's at Silla, we're about 10 minutes apart. We couldn't get through to him. The all of the roads were flooded. So we decided we were just going to have to head home. I headed onto a large modern dual carriageway, a four-lane highway towards a town called Alfira. And this is pitch dark. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, 1 inch of water or 10 meters of water looks the same. It's a rippling surface on the motorway. I was driving very, very slowly. Nothing behind me, nothing ahead of me, apart from one car, like a few hundred meters ahead, you know, just that one car in both directions. And so we followed him with great caution. And then suddenly the car in front of us just dropped. And just dropped into the water. It just, the lights went off. It dropped under the water. I had my full beams on as I saw, you know, him slowing right down. And then I realized it's really deep around us as well. I put the car into reverse, and I reversed back along this dual carriageway. No other traffic, as I say. I reversed back about a kilometer. I couldn't call it in. There was no mobile signal, and whenever we got a signal, the networks were congested. It was just impossible to make a call. And I hope those people are okay. I then made my way back to the A7, which is a motorway. I got to the main junction 383 at L'Alcudia, where we'd been before. Huge number of lorries around the double round. If you imagine, there's a double roundabout with a link underneath the main road, or underneath a flyover, all full of swirling chocolate brown water, really deep. You couldn't see the curbs. You could see that it was up the signpost poles. You know, a lot of lorries had stopped around the edge of the roundabout and on one side of it where it was higher ground. I got out of the car. I chatted to a load of the lorry drivers there, you know, and then we were there for 2 or 3 hours, and then we managed to get back onto the A7 because the water subsided somewhat, and then we headed south again and got home very quickly because we really weren't very far from home. And the A7, which, as I say, it's a big modern motorway, it was just a parking lot all the way along the hard shoulder and the slow lane, just lorries, thousands of lorries. You know, Valencia is a big, busy port, so there's a lot of lorry traffic back and forward on the A7 there. And then, you know, this morning, we got back at about 4 a.m., and this morning I read in an online edition of The Guardian that one of the truck drivers from the L'Alcudia junction is, his lorry's still there, he's missing, they haven't found him, you know. I don't know whether it was one of the guys I spoke to or not, but it's terrible. Goodness.
And you don't know what happened to that car that just disappeared into the water?
I don't know, and I feel terrible. I mean, all I could do was reverse back, otherwise I would have been equally stuck. And, you know, I reversed back until there was no water underneath my car. At that point, it would not have been possible for me to proceed to their car on foot because the water was rushing across the dual carriageway at the point where they dropped into the water. The water was rushing across at very, you know, relatively high speed, deep swirling, dark water, and it was pitch dark.
Yeah, and, because were the lights on the motorway, the lights in the motorway, were they not working?
Well, actually, this was the dual carriageway, and it's not illuminated. It's not illuminated all the way. You know, it's illuminated at the major junctions and in towns and stuff, but in between, it's not illuminated. No,
I know there were obviously
actually, same with the motorway.
There were obviously weather warnings in advance, and this was forecast to some extent, Mike, but nowhere near the scale of it. When did it become clear to you that this was way beyond what people had expected?
Oh, probably, yeah, late. Really, when I got back to that, even when we first got stuck at that in L'Alcudia, and before I decided to head off down the dual carriageway, that's when I realised actually, this is, you know, this people are just not, all the systems are just not coping with this, you know.
Okay.
There were no, you would expect, not necessarily that you would expect, but you'd hope that, you know, police would be able to get to every major junction and start moving people around and maybe give them some information and talk, you know what I mean, get among the drivers and find out if anybody's hurt or anybody needs any kind of attention, but they were just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed. I mean, one of the towns near where we were stuck had, I'm not kidding, this sounds like a crazy exaggeration, it had 12 months worth of rain in about 7.5 hours, 8 hours.
Wow.
Mike, it's just a deluge. You know?
It absolutely is. And thank you very much for joining us to talk us through your own experience. That's Mike McDowell joining us there from nearby Valencia.
I'm joined now by Maya Middlemas, who's founder of Remote Work Europe. Maya, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, thanks for having me. And I'm glad I had a much quieter night by comparison with your previous guest, by the sound of things.
But devastation all around you in the region there.
Yes, yes. It was very dramatic nonetheless. And it started off just as heavy rain. And honestly, we were glad to see the rain in the forecast because, as Mike was talking about, it being a year's rainfall in one day, but we haven't had any rainfall for a year. And we knew that the rain was desperately needed for the crops and the reservoirs and everything else.
Really?
And there were a few weather warnings.
My God,
floating
so poignantly,
around,
you were actually grateful for the rain, you say?
We were, yes. When it started, it was, well, you know, this is so badly needed. And we do get heavy rain this time of year. It's often the sign that, you know, the summer is truly over, there's one big storm, and often that can be quite powerful. And so we were, even though it was whipping up into a big storm, we knew to kind of batten down the hatches and bring the washing in and wait it out. And we knew it could go on all night.
Can I ask you about the warning or the text alert that you received? Because I know there's a bit of a controversy or a discussion brewing in Spain or Valencia right now about this. When did you get the text or the alert?
I think we got the first one about 8 o'clock last night. We had absolutely no idea what it was at first. And I remember them testing this a year or so ago. And there was quite a bit of publicity around that at the time. And some people got the test and some didn't. But I don't think any of us had given it a second thought since that time.
And what did it
suddenly
say
last night? Well, the noise was the first thing. It was this really kind of discordant clanging from every mobile device in the house simultaneously. And we had no idea what it was for a second, and then realized that everything was buzzing as well. And it basically said that it was raining heavily. I thought, yeah, got that. And to stay at home to avoid unnecessary travel. So it was very clear that this was kind of getting into the height of the evening rush. They were clearly realizing that this was going to be much heavier rainfall and much heavier cumulative rainfall anybody had forecast.
I'm reading as well, Maya, some reports saying, that, which tallies with what you say, that the alert was issued at 8:15 p.m.
Yes,
and
that
flooding
right.
had started in an awful lot of areas at that point.
I think, again, it's incredibly sort of unevenly distributed here. Certainly in Valencia, it's mainly the flooding isn't coming from the rainfall so much as from the rivers and from heavy rainfall further inland. And so once it's reaching the floodplains, those waters are rising incredibly fast. And that's what was changing the situation, because okay. normally water from the rain can be absorbed by the dry landscape fairly well. And we don't tend to have a lot of water building up, but we've never seen the rivers do that before. So,
well, especially as you say, when it was dry for so long, that's what you'd imagine. Can I ask you finally, because I know there are warnings from local authorities where you are at the moment about false information on social media. Information, for example, like that the tap water is safe to drink now, and they're saying beware of misinformation, false information like that.
Yes, I mean, people have been basically told to stay at home, and there's a lot of people who have spent the day on WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups, and with the best of intentions, passing things on as quickly as they hear them, not necessarily checking the source. And I've heard from friends in the city where there's very little disruption, actually saying, are you all right out in the suburbs? And they're saying, we're fine, but the shelves are empty. It's like lockdown. Everybody's stripping all the not just the water, but everything else. And it's true that, you know, there have been, it's a great pity that the emergency services have to spend their time issuing these warnings of what to ignore and what isn't real, so that we can focus on what they really need to do.
Okay, well, I know you're saying it wasn't as bad exactly where you were, but stay safe, Maya Middlemiss, and thank you for joining us in the programme.
We're joined now by Mercedes Rojas. And Mercedes, you're very welcome to the programme. You were heading home to your village after work when you got caught in this flooding.
Exactly. I was leaving Valencia and then I got stuck in the middle of the road where I couldn't go forward or neither backwards.
And were there other people around you at the time?
Yes, we were probably maybe 100 cars and some lorries and vans also as well.
How long then? You got stuck in the car, did you? And if so, how long were you in the car?
Say it again, please.
Were you stuck in the car for a long time?
Oh, yes, I was since around 7 p.m. until this morning, around 8 o'clock, they opened the road back to Valencia. But you couldn't go ahead, like, for example, to go to my village or surround Torrent. So I spent the night in the car and I spent there 13 hours all up.
Oh, my goodness. And did you have any food or water with you?
Well, I have a little bit of water because normally I take a bottle of water, and I was eating some sunflower seeds because we in Spain have some habit of having that kind of little corns or whatever.
Okay, so you had a little bit of something to keep you going. I know you were heading home, but you weren't able to contact your family. Have you been able to contact them yet?
Yes, I did around an hour and a half because they moved with the car to another village and they charged the mobile phone because there is no electricity, water, and no any other way of communicating. The antennas has come off or down and no way to contact them.
Okay, but everyone, as far as you know, everyone is safe?
Yes, yes, because they took the car to another village, Picassent, and over there they have they could use the phone, but they cannot go through, or either myself, I cannot leave Valencia to go to my village. The three ways that I can go on the motorway, they are closed, or there is the bridge come off, or there is a hole on the road.
Okay.
No way.
Can I ask you finally, Mercedes, how is everyone?
Well, everyone is very in shock because a lot of the people is surrounding, especially near where I was spending the night. I wasn't aware because I was quietly safe, and you know, it's dark and you don't see what is really happening around you. And this morning when the daylight was, I could see what was the real damage, that all the cars, a lot of cars, some damages, houses, the water arrived to the first floor of some flats, and it's really, really bad.
Okay, well, we hope you're able to get home safely soon, Mercedes, and thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is Mercedes Rojas.